This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It appears you hate Cinderella.
She's just a little homely.
She is.
Yeah. Snow White's better.
I like a little more curves.
Snow White's better.
You like Snow White better than
Snow
Cinderella?
White's better, yeah.
Oh, man. I was reading up on some drama with the Snow White cast yesterday. I had no idea. I had no idea there was some drama there.
I don't know. I would prefer Cinderella over Snow White.
Okay. Well, Cinderella.
Fiona might be up there, too.
People are not a fan of Cinderella. This is the most watched first round opening day ever for the NCAA tournament. And we all came in here Friday morning of last week, and we all came in here Monday morning this week, and we're like, I mean, it was fine. It was competitive. There wasn't any buzzer beaters. You didn't have the mega upset. First time in years that you didn't have a 13, 14, 15, or 16 win, a single game.
Is that indicative?
It's first time since 1975 that all the remaining teams in the Sweet 16 are from the Power Four conferences.
Is that indicative, though, of we don't like Cinderella? Or is that more indicative of people were hanging around waiting around to see Cinderella and then she never showed up in the first round?
I think Dick Vitale likes Cinderella. I think the folks at ESPN pushed the Cinderella angle. I think the general public is like, get these little schools that I've never heard of out of here. I want to see the best of the best.
I generally agree that people like Cinderella to a
in
point.
In theory. No, I people think like, they like Cinderella on Thursday.
They like Cinderella to a point.
Yeah.
I don't think they want Cinderella. Typically, they don't want Cinderella in the Elite Eight. They definitely don't want Cinderella in the Final Four.
Yeah, look, I was at the Final Four in Indianapolis with Butler when they made the run with Gordon Hayward.
Whoa.
And then the next year, I was at the Final Four, I think it was in Houston, where it was Butler and VCU.
Yeah.
And that Butler-UConn game was probably the worst game I ever saw, and I had the best seats for it. I was sitting right behind Nance. I was sitting next to Mac Angle and whoever from the Star Telegram.
Was there enough room for Nance, his ego, and you?
Well,
It was a big row. But somehow Matt Cangle got the seat right behind Nance, and I don't think it was Pack or anyone. I think it was Grant still at that point. And the person that was next to him didn't show up, so I just sat there. It was the best seats I've ever had for any sporting event. Literally right behind Nance on the floor. On the floor for the national title game, and it was the worst game ever. But
see, people want Cinderella until Cinderella, the Final Four is San Diego State, Florida Atlantic, Miami, and UConn.
Because we are set up for some banger games this weekend. These are going to be, I think, tremendous. Yeah. You've got big school after big school. So on Thursday, it averaged 9.1 million viewers, up 6%. The primetime window was led by Kansas and Arkansas. That averaged 12.2 million. It's the tournament viewership for the first four, and Thursday is the best ever, averaging 8.8 million, up 8%. But that's not all. It's to this point, you know, through the second round, so Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, it's the most watched tournament in 32 years since 1993, before most people had cable. I think we barely had cable. We had gotten cable like in 91, maybe.
What a flex.
What a flex, man.
Two TVs. You must be rich.
Sunday's game, Duke-Baylor, Kentucky-Illinois, averaged over 10 million viewers, up 13%. Man, it's, I don't know. Like, we were talking about the death of the sport because of Cinderella is going, not the death of the sport, the death of the tournament because of Cinderella and not being there. I think it's just made people want to tune in more because it's going to be the better teams.
I mean, also, we got to remember, as we've talked about before, this is...
I mean, you got Illinois, Kentucky in the second round. It's a good game.
We are in the new era of the way that TV viewing is counted. The ratings are counted, where streams are counted differently now. Bars are allowed to be counted. So it's we've set all sorts of viewing records in the last 2 years for sporting events because of that. So I think that matters. But also, yeah, there's been a lot of interest in the tournament. I just think so far it's kind of been a little... There hasn't been that big, oh my gosh, this is what March is all about kind of moment yet.
Yeah, people are saying it's 10 over 2, not a Cinderella. Not when it's Arkansas.
Not when it's Arkansas and John Calipari, no.
Yeah, I don't consider that a Cinderella. I mean, look, Cinderella to me is like, you know, Butler, VCU... Drake was a Cinderella.
That's like the definition of Cinderella.
Where you have, as a school, a distinct disadvantage financially to be able to compete with the big boys.
If you can't instantly tell me that school's mascot, that's Cinderella.
Well, let's...
If I say Arkansas, you go Razorbacks. You know that. That's not Cinderella.
Well, let me ask you this. What is the St. Francis men's basketball mascot?
St. Francis, that would be, it's like a little monk, man.
No, the Red Flash. The Red Flash.
Yeah, that was close.
What a gutless decision this is. They are ditching Division I. They just made the tournament. They lost the first four to Alabama State. And they announced yesterday that they are leaving D1 and moving all the way to D3 on their own. They said they cannot compete with the NIL and the portal. I mean, this is a gutless taking your ball and going home. You just made the tournament. What are you doing?
It's the cost of the tournament was not worth it.
They really hated the Allegiant Air flight that bad?
It must be. That, honestly, and I think you will see... I think you'll see more schools that just say, I'm not playing in these waters. Like, I mean, I'm not doing this.
Tarleton just tried to get into D1. They're in there now.
Yeah.
Like... People are trying to get into UTA tried to get into the D1. They're in there. Like, people are trying to get into D1. You guys are leaving?
Is St. Francis, is that like a religious institution? I would imagine it is.
Breaking news, St. Francis is a religious institution.
Yeah, it's a private, a private Catholic university. Yeah, I could definitely see them looking at things and going like, no, we're not doing this.
Just cancel sports altogether there then. Just cancel the sports program.
Like, there's probably still value in it for the program. But, yeah, this is disappointing that they would do this, that they would just jump down after they were tournament eligible.
Yeah, I am a little disappointed in that one. So, yesterday I said that Amir Khan, the kid who was McNeese State, he was their aura. He was their aura, right? And he would, you know, have a boombox strapped around his neck, wearing it like, you know, basically a necklace.
You know what I would have had as my headline if I was a sports writer, if McNeese would have won their last game?
What?
The Wrath of Khan.
That's good.
That's what it would have been.
That's good.
If we were doing headlines the next morning, that's what I would have done.
So I said that he was moving on to NC State. He was going to transfer to NC State with Will Wade.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an NIL deal. Well, I was wrong. He has 12 NIL deals.
12.
He is well into the six figures. Well in.
What goes along with that? Does he have like embedded tweets he has to do?
Yeah, he's got like one for TickPick and TurboTax, you know, stuff like that.
TurboTax, that's genius. That's smart. Right around, we're getting close. Like close to tax time.
Yeah.
Capitalize on it now. You are going to get every bit of value out of that right now.
I mean, this is incredible. And like I said, he is transferring with Will Wade to NC State, and he is going to get all the flowers and all the NIL money.
Look, I like seeing anybody like look, get yours. All right.
Yeah, this is cool.
Get it while you can.
You hate this kid, though. You put the hate on him yesterday.
No, I don't hate him.
You hate him, Peyton?
I don't hate him.
He hates him, right?
He hates him.
Back me up. That's right.
I don't hate him.
Peyton, back me up.
I don't hate him. In fact, yeah.
Peyton gave the thumbs up back there.
If anybody hates him, it is Peyton, who did bring up, hey, just copied the 49ers. I didn't say that. I questioned his loyalty. Are you about McNeese or are you about Will Wade?
Are you it's just about doing the money?
Are you just doing what? Yeah, you can, he would have had the money at McNeese. He's a viral. This is about I got to attach myself to Will Wade and go. It's not like they would have gone like, well, if you're not going to NC State, part of the allure was like, oh yeah, you're the McNeese hype man. Well, he's gonna go to NC State and be, you know, shrunken by the shadow of Philip Rivers and his 27 children. I don't think I'd
Russell
want
Wilson,
that.
Mike Glennon, Glennon's neck probably has
all
the shadow.
People, all of them. Mike Glennon, yeah, Mike Glennon is just towering over
6'8".
6'8", and you know, 3 feet of it is his neck.
Yeah, it's a very big neck. Amir Khan is not a set.
Go go gadget neck.
What is the latest? We have an update on the UConn story. So yesterday, we told you about UConn. You know, Dan Hurley leaving the floor, telling Baylor, "Watch out for those refs. They're going to come and get you." And then Bobby Mullen, who is like their director of communications,
Sports Information Director.
And he was like, he told the guy who filmed it, "I'm going to ruin your life if you don't delete that.
You're going to sleep with the fishes, Joey Ellis," who we found out, our buddy Jake Rima over here.
Rima.
Old Detroit Jake, clean water Jake back here.
Stop it.
God. We found out that he knows this guy. He's like kind of buddies with him a little bit. But Joey Ellis tweeted yesterday, just a quick and hopefully final update. Bobby Mullen and I spoke a short time ago, during which he apologized for his behavior. I accepted it, and life rolls on. So, a happy ending ultimately to that story, Chop.
Good. Good.
I don't think that's good. I don't think that should be enough. If he genuinely threatened him, like said, I'm going to ruin your life, somebody's got to get UConn, NCAA, somebody's got to get involved and just be like, dude, you can't do that.
No, you can't do that. I hope they told him that you can't do that.
I'm sure they told him they can't do it, but I mean, it's like, I think there needs to be something. There's got to be some sort of penal outcome, you know, like he's got to be penalized. Yeah, I think
define penal. In this case.
He needs a penalty. Like he needs to be penalized
like,
for what he did.
I got you. Yeah. Give me an example.
Suspension.
Suspension.
Mm-hmm.
With pay?
Suspend without pay from the program for a week or something.
Ooh,
basically,
during the transfer portal time.
Go sit home.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's he going to go into parents' homes and be like, I'm going to leave a horse head in your bed if your kid doesn't end up here.
College kegger here on 105.3 The Fan. We got some more mock drafts. What rules? We told you about the NFL rule change proposals. Which ones actually are going to pass through? Plus, we chop it up and a Rangers ticket giveaway. It's your commercial-free expressway.